Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So I was in the shower, I was cleaning my ass and making all the mirrors all sparkly, spanky clean.
I'm not the funny one, I'm the pretty one.
Cock shots. I just checked myself out.
Beatles, music, wine, and then blue bump and get on top.
The glory hole is like a dick theater. I've imagined your friend.
Which means your pants had better come off. Mama needs playtime.
We're not sluts.
We just love love.
Hello, everyone. This is Mrs. Atom.
And I'm back.
Yes, Mr. Atom is back with us this week. It's very exciting, and he has a voice, which is even better.
I know. It's amazing.
Yes.
I still don't have quite the singing voice that I would like to have, but maybe someday my ship will come in.
Yes. Yes. Give it time.
So yeah, and I still have a bit of a cough.
Yeah, still a little bit of a cough. Anyway. That's okay. So yeah, welcome back to another episode of By the By.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to talk about upcoming events?
Yes,
first?
I need to get my... So we're doing something that we rarely do, which is podcast in the morning rather than in the evening.
No.
So my brain is not yet fully functioning. So coming up, we have, if you're interested in our Sex Ed in the City stuff, we have a Swinging 101 class that is coming up, pulling up the calendar.
February 2nd.
There you go. The first Friday in February. Mm-hmm. So that's coming up around the corner. That'll be Swinging 101 and I think Sexy Swinger Games or The Art of Flirtation or something like that.
Sexy Swinger Games.
There you go. See, I don't really do calendars. Then after that, we're always excited. You've seen me tweet about it recently. Pendulum 5.
Yes.
This time it's personal.
Or vaginal.
That's great. That's the better subtitle. Vaginal 5. English. It's hard for me sometimes. Pendulum V. This time it's vaginal.
Yeah. Like that.
That's February 23rd.
Yes. Friday of the month.
You can get tickets for that now. And before that, we will have a class, which is BJ and cock massage.
Mm-hmm.
Giving good head. So that's going to that's going to be fun.
Yeah, it'll be an exciting evening.
That's going to be a busy, busy night. I'm really, really excited. So as the pendulums go along, I get more relaxed and start having more fun. Yeah, so this will be a good one.
Yeah, yeah, I think so.
And then after that, we'll just other stuff is coming up. Going November. Going to the Life on the Swing Set takeover.
At Desire in
Mexico. We're going to be 2 weeks down there at Desire Pearl and then also Desire the other one.
Riviera Maya first and then Pearl that. Second.
Never remember the Riviera Maya.
If you want to join us down in Mexico, we're going to be there the first 2 weeks of November. Just be sure to get the right resort the right time.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Don't,
whatever.
Don't cross the streams, right? All right, so, what are we going to talk about today?
Dirty talk.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
Because dirty talk is one of those things that some people are really good at it, and many people aren't, and they feel really awkward when they try.
Hi, that's me. Hello.
So we're going to give just some tips and hints and some... example phrases and things you can say and hopefully ease you into it and make you more comfortable with it.
Yes. It's funny because I think that I am the worst because I always for me sound silly saying things. And I'd love to know why. I think it probably has to do with my growing up. I didn't hear a lot of even... I would say naughty words at all growing up. Never heard anything. And it was really funny because, like, even sexual terms for my genitalia was very clinical.
Yeah.
And it's kind of funny to say, like, I think people have heard me on here say it quite often. I use the word junk pretty mm-hmm. much consistently with my genitalia. It's just my junk. It's my junk. It's my junk.
Yeah. I get that. And I would say for most people, it probably is a lot about growing up. And also, it's not just about terms, but how to put those together. And I mean, let's be honest, you're going to feel silly for a while. But it doesn't sound silly when you say it, especially when you're in the middle of play and in the heat of the moment. It doesn't sound silly.
I've tried ramping it up some.
And you've done really well, yeah. Especially when you're in a really grr mood.
Yeah, grr.
You tend to talk a bit more and be a bit more mouthy. And it sounds completely natural. It sounds good.
It's the full moon.
Yeah, is that it?
You can probably judge it by the moon cycles.
Uh-huh. Actually, are we near a full moon?
I was going to say, we should probably check that just to see.
I don't think that's it.
All right, well, then I don't know what it is. all right, so...
And there goes a car alarm.
And there goes a car alarm.
Awesome.
It's not our car alarm, but it is a car alarm.
Yeah. So why do dirty talk? Why would you do that?
What a great question. I'm glad you asked that. I don't know. It's for me, it's one of those things. Sometimes I like to hear it and sometimes I don't. But I think ultimately it comes down to blending all of your senses. Mm-hmm. So you're looking at... you're feeling something with your partner. You're definitely going to smell and probably taste something with your partner. It's nice to hear something.
Yeah.
And to hear both yourself say it and them say it, I think can be a kind of a, it could be that thing really gets you going and turns you on.
Mm-hmm. I would tend to say it's a bit as well, like, you know, there's a similar reason to why you have music in the bedroom, you know, because you're using all of your senses. You've got, you know, you want to dress up and look nice for your partner. Like you said, you're going to smell them and taste them, and you want to be able to hear them and to as well enjoy what they have to say.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny because we've had partners that are really talkative mm-hmm. and they talk the entire time.
Yeah.
And that for me is a bit much. I just want to be like, all right, now can we have quiet time? Silence is nice sometimes too, or you can just moan and grunt. That's fine as well.
Yeah.
So I think it's one of those things that just like everything else, you talk about it with your partner.
And find a balance and find what's good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, there's something really nice about, I will say as well, when we go to the clubs, the dirty talk is a form of consent. There's, you know, if someone says fuck me, then that, or I want you to fuck me or whatever, however mm-hmm. that's clear consent. They are energetic about it. That's what they want. And you know, there's not a lot, it doesn't require that discussion of may I, can I, could I, if they're giving you a directive of do it.
That's a good point. I think I hadn't really thought about that aspect of it before, but it does seem like it would help a lot in a swingers club environment, or even at a play party if you're going to a private house party.
Yeah.
It does seem like it would help a lot because with a new partner and somebody that you've just met, it does help to give you direction and where to go. And you can even use dirty talk in the form of questions as well.
Yes.
And so that may help. And we'll kind of get to some of that a bit later. But that is a really good example of when to use it, when you could use it. Yeah. I also think that it's a way to ask for what you want in the bedroom and to communicate with your partner what you want without sounding like you're whiny and like, but I want this.
Okay, who does that in bed? That would be, oh, but I want you to suck on my nipples.
Yeah, but I think a lot of it is tone of voice, and we'll get to that as well. So rather than just simply kind of saying it, lightly and just like, oh yeah, I kind of want this, you know, be like, you just have to be kind of grr and forceful and just grr. Say it. Yeah.
I can already tell now there should be a drinking game along with this podcast for every time I say grr.
Every time you say grr.
Or every time you say grr, because I think it's going to be pretty gurry.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It's possible.
It's going to be great.
Yeah. But yeah, dirty talk, it also helps to build that sexual tension. And when I say dirty talk, I also mean sexting and texting your partner, you know, during the day before you ever meet up even. So it's not just verbal communication. I think it's any kind of, well, I would say word communication, but that's not always, yeah, I would say it includes texting and sexting.
I would say, yeah, any kind of verbal communication. So yeah. Verbal meaning using words. Mm. So we'll talk again about phases and, mm-hmm. and how this sexual tension can build both inside and outside of the bedroom, and how to use dirty talk in both and in different phases of sex. But
I think ultimately when you put it all together, both before, during, and after, you can really intensify that experience.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. It's pushing sex to a place that maybe you haven't been to before mm-hmm. or haven't thought of or heard. Again, it's something nice about, you were talking about playing music while having sex. That's something we never do. We almost... I would say, unless we're at the club, there's no music playing while we're having sex.
Really?
And really, I never think about the music. I'm always mm-hmm. listening to, like, especially at the club, the other sounds of the other couples having sex.
Right.
That's what I like to hear.
Yeah.
So, and we've done it a couple of times where we'll turn porn on and we'll mm-hmm. have sex to that. That's our music.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I really like, is that oral sensation of hearing other people have sex and other people may be talking about it. That I like that more than probably participating in it myself.
Okay. That's fair enough. Yeah.
So we touched on phases.
Yes. Let's talk about that some more.
Yeah.
We kind of have broken this down into five phases of dirty talk and times that you would use it. And the first one is before you see each other. So this is when, texting, sexting, if you talk to them on the phone even, you can kind of get into it that way.
Yeah.
So that's, but you want to start that, it's foreplay, you know, you want to kind of start that experience and build that anticipation.
It's funny, I remember in high school reading Cosmo, I know, right? But at the time, Cosmo was really good about talking to women about sex and things like that. As a young male, I was trying to understand more, you know, how do you get sex? but one of the things that they talked about was that, sex starts, you know, you don't, to have sex tonight, you start this morning.
Yeah.
And that was one of the things I remember reading something along that lines. I'm paraphrasing, but I've really liked that. I still like that. And I remember I've done that with previous partners, and I know I've done that with you,
mm-hmm.
where you write even a little post-it note and you stick it on the mirror. I've done that. If I get up and leave early, I might write a post-it note, something to the effect of, I can't wait to see you tonight, or something along that lines.
Mm-hmm.
Or you take write a note and put it on under their pillow if they leave early. Or if you're going to be away, I've done that. I know for you,
you've done that for me when you're gone. Yeah.
And then, or if you go traveling, I've had cards snuck into my
mm-hmm.
Luggage. There's something really nice about seeing that, and that's again, it's building that connection verbally with your partner.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't really. Again, that stuff doesn't have to be vulgar.
No, it doesn't.
And we'll use the word vulgar, and I don't mean it in a negative way. I mean it in a fuck kind. Ask, you know, that kind of way.
More naughty terms.
Yes. Dirty, dirty words.
That's definitely a fair point, because it does really kind of help to set the mood a little before you even meet each other.
Yeah.
It's good. The second phase, I would say, is when you do see each other. And so you can start, you know, as soon as you meet up, whether it be out somewhere or at home, it doesn't matter. Yeah, go ahead and start talking. And it's kind of a bit how you would compliment maybe something that your partner is wearing. You can also say something about them as well. And we'll go through a whole bunch of examples later on, but you can definitely say something about, you know, how you... Even as benign as, I like the way your ass looks in that.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
Or if she's wearing something plunging.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to look you in the eyes right now.
Yeah.
I mean, you're implying what you want and what you're really focused on. And that's, it's fun.
It is fun.
It's fun to build that anticipation. And it doesn't have to be dirty. It can be. It can be double entendres are great.
And suggestive.
Yes. And
yeah.
Yeah. I really like the suggestive double entendre.
Mm-hmm.
Big fan of that.
It works really well. Yeah.
So then you've seen each other, you've had dinner, you've had a movie, you go home or you start making out.
Mm-hmm.
That's when it can, for us, for me, that's when you can be a little more vulgar
or
aggressive in your mm-hmm. in your words. Things, you know, like when you're playing with her breasts or his cock, you know, you can describe it.
Yeah.
And I think that's a good way to do it, you know.
Yeah. Describe what you're feeling, what you like about it, what's good, and maybe if what you want more of. So just kind of talk through basically everything that's going on in your head. Well, maybe not everything, but...
I wonder what those baseball scores were.
Yeah. But, you know, the sexy things about your partner. Just go ahead and say those out loud. You know, just like, I really like the way your breasts feel or your cock is so hard. You know, anything like that that you're thinking. And or if you want something, then go ahead and say it or, you know, ask for it.
Then our next phase would be during intercourse. So mm-hmm. we're at the fucking stage.
Mm-hmm.
That tends to, for us, that tends to be a lot more, I would say, guttural.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of direct commands. If you're uncomfortable, I always think of what Dan Savage used to say when people would ask him, how do I start doing dirty talk? Describe what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm fucking you, just ask, do you like me fucking you?
Yeah.
Just that alone can be enough to really kind of...
And talk about what you're doing and say, like, I'm going to do this and then do it.
Yes.
You know? And yeah.
And I think that's great advice.
And for us, we do tend to be, I would say, a little more vocal during when we're pegging. But there are times that we use dirty talk more in the bedroom. Again, if one of us is feeling a bit more aggressive and if we have a little bit more, I'm going to say, more drawn out play session.
Right.
Yeah. We tend to do it a bit more as well.
That's true.
Yeah.
And then lastly would be the after sex, post-coital.
Mm-hmm.
So where you're laying, it's more of... That was amazing. You were great. You were so wet.
I really liked when you did this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. So I would call that sort of the ramping down.
Mm-hmm.
You're sort of winding down back to reality out of the sex haze. And that's, you're trying to get back to just togetherness kind of thing.
Yeah. So again, some of the things to watch out for and things to some kind of tips and hints here, as you're doing this, like we mentioned earlier, you know, you can ease into it. If you're not comfortable vocalizing what you want to say, you can kind of ease into it by sexting or talking during foreplay that is a little bit more of that kind of warm up to dirty talk. So you can do that for a while and it's not like you have to jump straight in to, you know, full kind of advanced dirty talk during intercourse at the very beginning. So you can kind of little by little build it up with your partner as you feel comfortable doing that. And it can be, you know, a matter of days, weeks, months, just, you know, as whatever you and your partner feel like and whatever's good for you.
And sometimes it's easier to start with texting or notes because it allows you to put it on paper, write it down, look at it, and then go, I don't like that. And edit it, whereas you can't edit what you say.
True, fair enough.
So if you're uncomfortable saying something, try writing it out first.
Mm-hmm.
There's no shame in practicing.
Yeah.
Even if you're just writing it out so you can see it and you're not actually sending it to your partner. But I think that's a good way to sort of warm up into it, mm-hmm. is sexting. Because I know for me, there's been a few times where I'm pretty good sexting now.
Yeah.
I've not always been that way, but I'm still not as good or as comfortable and confident saying it when we're actually together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's the next thing I was going to bring up is just tone of voice, because like we mentioned earlier, you don't want to sound whiny if you're asking for something. You want to be dominant and confident, and you may not feel confident when you're saying it. Like, I know you don't, but at the same time, fake it.
Yeah.
Just, you know, it's not going to be natural until you can do it routinely, quote unquote, but more frequently anyway.
Do it routinely.
Oh, bad. but yeah, so just, you want to have that confident tone of voice. You don't want to be too demanding unless the situation calls for it. You know, if you're doing some a role play or if you're a really dominant person, then that can be fine. But you do want to be confident and say, you know, this is what I like. This is what I want. And just, yeah, don't be afraid to ask for it. You don't want to be timid and uncertain about it.
Well, we've been at the club, especially, and I can think of a recent time where there was a young lady who was really good with her dirty talk, mm-hmm. but her tone was completely wrong. She sounded plaintive and whiny, and
yeah.
just, it wasn't attractive. It was a very much a, I want you to do this, or I want to do this, but it wasn't, it sounded like she was sort of, she was petulant.
Right. Okay.
That's not attractive.
No.
And that's something that, exactly what you're talking about. You have to watch your tone.
Yeah. And it can be something, if it's not, if you're not a naturally confident person, especially in that kind of a situation, practice it when you're by yourself. If you're in a partnership where you're very comfortable with your partner and you say, hey, I really want to get better at this, then you can practice it with them, and that should be okay. But if it's somebody that you're not as comfortable asking about that with, then just practice it when you're by yourself. And even record yourself on your phone or whatever and listen back to it and see, does that sound confident? Do I sound how I want it? Like, would I want someone to sound like that to me?
Is this coming off right?
Yeah, exactly. And don't be afraid to do that practice, you know, by yourself or like with a very trusted partner or friend or something like that. Yeah. And the other thing to watch out for is to not be degrading, again, unless your play situation calls for that. So it's just practicing that tone of voice and getting used to it and learning how it feels and how it sounds to yourself.
I agree. Yeah. I think that's a really good point. You've got to make sure that if you're going to call your partner a slut during sex, that they understand that that's part of the game. That's part of the, you know, we hear quite often in porn, dirty whore, slut, cunt, things like that. You want to make sure that that's part of the scene, that they're completely comfortable and okay with it. And that's going to come off the way you want it to come off.
Mm-hmm. And that's another thing to think about as well, is to learn what your partner likes and doesn't like. If there are certain terms that you know your partner is a really big turnoff for them or it offends them in some way, then don't use those words. So, you know, you may think, oh, but it's in a different setting. It is in the bedroom. It's not in everyday life. But still, if that term is offensive to your partner, don't use it. And that can relate to profanity, terms for body parts. You know, if your partner really doesn't like the term vagina, if it makes them squeaky, don't use that word. You know, use pussy or something else instead. And so always look for alternatives. And it can be a discussion with your partner as well as to what terms do you like? You know, what do you like to hear when you're talking about different body parts? And also, you need to determine whether you want to be polite about it or if they're okay with being very explicit.
Yeah.
And really just saying exactly what's in your head. But it's, again, learning what your partner likes and doesn't like and just kind of feeling that out as you go along. And that can be a discussion ahead of time. It can be learn as you go.
Yeah.
You know?
In those post-coital, you know, feel free to say, I didn't like that. Or I always say that after sex, we don't talk about the words that we used because, and I mean that in a, we can talk about, I didn't like that, but you don't ever hold that against somebody.
Right.
It's not something that the next day you're still talking about.
Right.
You talk about it shortly thereafter or immediately after sex, and then later it's done.
Right.
And what's said during sex can never be held against you, which is why you know, it's like, by the way, I refinance the house. You can't hold it against me.
That's not dirty talk, babe.
Depends on how poor you are.
I guess so.
Or it depends on the interest rate.
Another thing to pay attention to is the speed of your speech. And this is something I have to really work on because I tend to talk very quickly.
Yes, you do. Because there's been a few times I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah. So you don't want to rush it. When you're saying something, if you've got whatever it is that you're saying, just be sure to kind of pay attention to the speed, make it a little bit slower. This is the time that you can kind of slow down and really, really enjoy it. It's not a race. You're not seeing who can get their sentence out the fastest.
That would be funny if it was, though.
You have dirty talk races?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Is this part of the Sex Olympics?
This is part of the Sex Olympics. Dirty talk.
Love it.
It's great.
Another thing, too, is to make eye contact. Because when you're making eye contact, you both seem a little bit more aggressive and dominant. It can help give you confidence, and it strengthens that bond between you and your partner.
And you can see how it's received as well. When you say something, it's very quickly, you can see, you know, just eye contact. I can see whether it turned you on or maybe turned you off a little.
Mm-hmm.
It's very clear. It's or if you're playing a dominant submissive role, you can see that it's making the effect that you want. You're getting the effect that you want from the dirty talk.
Right. Yeah, I think eye contact is a very, very important thing in general, but especially when you're doing dirty talk.
Yeah. And along that same line, I mean, I would say body language.
Yeah.
So I think that's part of the eye contact, but you can tell if you say something that, pardon the pun, rubs somebody the wrong way, you'll see how their body language will change. If you're playing a dominant submissive role and you're saying something really, you know, really aggressive, and your sub becomes more subby, mm-hmm. or subbier, then you know you're doing something well, that they're going along with it, that it's part of the game, that it works. But if they don't, then you might have hit something that doesn't quite do it for them.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you find something like that, then just quickly move on to something else, or you know, occupy them in some other way. And we talked about it earlier, playing music, you know, and dirty talk, while it can fill that space that music would fill as well, if you really, as you're getting into this and you're not comfortable with it, you can have music playing in the background so that it makes it a little less awkward. So that way, it's not the only sound that your partner is hearing, is what you're saying. And you don't, even though it may sound okay, you don't feel like whatever sentence you're saying is coming out of left field. And because you may, you know, if you're in the middle of play or even foreplay and warm up and you're making out and then you say something to you, you may think, well, gosh, there hasn't been a lot of noise till now. Now this just sounds really awkward. And so
I broke the awkward silence.
Exactly. So having some music in the background can make it a little less awkward. And that way, as well, you don't feel like you have to fill every moment with dirty talk, because like Bradford said, you don't necessarily want to do that. You know, it's nice to have some silence.
It's not an oration.
Yeah.
4 score and 7 squirts ago, our forefathers gang banged the shit out of you.
I love it.
Yeah, that's my seminal address.
Oh.
Thank you.
And also, by not filling every moment with dirty talk, it gives you a time to think as well, and think, you know, kind of even briefly assess, how was that received? What do I want to say next? Where do we go from here, kind of thing?
Yes, but at the same time, don't overthink.
Yes, don't overthink.
We're not looking for analyzation here. No. Don't bring out the whiteboard. Let's see. She liked this word. He liked that word.
The heart rate went to this.
Yes. I can feel the pulse in my mouth.
Yes, please don't overthink it. It's just
supposed to be fun.
It's fun.
It's supposed to be fun.
Yeah, exactly. So should we jump into some kind of different levels and examples?
Sure.
Yeah?
Sure.
All right. So if we're starting at the very beginning, so you're new to this whole dirty talk thing and you're not sure what to say, I would, you know, keep it light and keep it easy, and you can ask your partner what they want. You can also start by kind of lightly telling them what you want or what you want to do.
Yes, but I would be careful with that as well, because you don't want to put your partner to feel like you're putting them on the spot.
Right.
Because I've had that a million times where at the club.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Lady or guy will say, what do you want?
Yes.
And at that point, I clam up completely.
You're
and
like, I don't know.
I'm like, I don't know. I'll answer that with a question like, I don't know. What do you want?
And I would say if you're going to ask them what they want, don't make it open-ended like that. Make it specific. Like, do you want to kiss my nipples?
Or, exactly.
Or, may I, whatever, you know, may I nibble on your neck or something like that. So you want to, I would say, keep it a little more specific if you're asking. Because when you say, like, just a general, what do you want? Well, you know, I want a pool and let's be specific here.
That's great. I want a pool. I love you. Go straight there. I want a pool.
Well, because it's, 30 something degrees out today. Yeah. It's hot.
I know.
That's what I want at this exact moment.
Bless you, honey. Pool and a martini. I want a nice daiquiri.
I also want a pool boy and a pool girl.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So watch asking. I want you to co-sign a loan with me. Yeah.
Yeah. So you do want to be very specific. When you're talking about what you may want to do to your partner, it can be simply that, like we said earlier, I want you to suck on my nipples, or I want to, I don't know. I'm trying to think. I was like,
what do you want to do, honey?
Like, I want to lick your cock.
Okay.
That's what I want to do.
All right. Yeah. Let's pause this podcast. And I can help you.
And if you are in the like sexting phase, earlier in the day, before you get to it, you can even say like, I miss feeling your cock, or I miss feeling your pussy. And again, you fill in whatever body parts terms, kisses. It can be, I miss kissing you, or describe their kisses and what you really like about them. So again, it's just whatever's going on in your head. It can even be, I'm really wet thinking about you right now. Or I can't stop thinking about your sexy ass, your hard cock, how you look at me when we fuck, how you moan, just all those different things. Just kind of...
Wow, those are all beginner level? Damn, girl.
It's beginner, slightly intermediate,
We got vastly different opinions on beginner.
It's, a little bit of... Yeah. Where would you start with beginner?
I'm just imagining this is your beginner. I really like your smile. Mm-hmm. As I pound you in the ass.
No, pounding in the ass is the more advanced. That's what I would say.
Oh, that's great.
But it does, again, it's just, feel it out and start with the light stuff. Start with kisses and how they look and what you like about them. And
I really want to see your eyes roll back as you're double penetrated.
No. Leave that last part off.
I just love your beginning. I'm excited to see.
Because I get...
Spoiler alert, folks. We're going to immediate and advanced. I'm curious to see where she goes with advanced.
Well, because I was going to say, but for me, that beginning to intermediate, there's a bit of crossover in there.
I want you to make me a Muppet. Stick your hand as far in it as you can.
No. Yeah. If you're asking what somebody wants, definitely be specific, like we mentioned earlier. So, do you want me to do this or do you want me to do that? Or I would like you to do whatever to me.
All I want to do is have some fun. I'm not the one. I got a feeling. I forgot the words. I forgot the words. Because we're talking about sex. Okay.
What would you say as some beginning things?
Oh, why did you do that?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. See,
I'll put you on the spot.
I know. And I get all like flustered. I can feel my palms sweating and like there's beads of sweat on my forehead and the back of my neck. The hairs are going up. I like hearing sexy talk and dirty talk. But for me coming up with it, it always sounds silly. Like, I don't know. And again, looking at it from a from a trying to come up with it on the spot, it's really difficult for me, especially in a more like right now.
Well,
because right now we're sitting at the dining room table. This is very clinical.
Yeah.
It's easier when we're
actually doing it.
Yeah. And that's really, it's weird just to go to hear, even hear some of those words. It's like, because I'm nothing more than a 14-year-old boy.
But and you can use it even, you know, like sometimes we'll kind of start that, again, the whole foreplay thing. If he's in the kitchen cooking and I'm coming up behind him and just kind of, you know, hugging him or feeling on him and things, you can maybe like, I really like the way your ass feels, or just little things like that even.
Which I appreciate. But sometimes I'm dicing carrots or an onion and I'm afraid I'm going to lose a finger because somebody just comes up behind me and grabs my...
Well, I don't usually do it when you have a knife in your hand.
You almost always do it, it seems like, when I have a knife in my hand.
No, yeah, you might be at the stove like stirring
or I'm going to lose a finger one day.
No, you're not. As long as it's not the right finger.
I'm sorry, don't put thumbs back on, Marge. Okay, so intermediate level. So this would be like you sort of touched on before, a little more direct. I would be complimenting you or your body parts, and a little more explicit.
Yeah,
like you have the loveliest nipples I've ever seen. And actually, that's true. I do think you have the loveliest nipples I've ever seen.
Well, thank you.
And I also like your cleavage.
Thank you. Keep going. Yeah. I also think, and again, I guess if you're both with your partner or maybe even in a club setting, you can be, this is where I would start to be a little more direct and say, you know, like, do you want to fuck me? Or, you know, again, may I lick your cock? Or, you know, that kind of a thing. So it'd start to be a little bit more direct. And if it is, if you are already in the making out stage, you can even say, like, your pussy tastes so good or something like that. Again,
or just, and if you're uncomfortable with the word pussy, just say you taste so good.
You taste so good. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to use explicit genitalia.
No.
Terms. Thank you. Like not definitions.
Words. Words yes, hard.
Words are hard. See, I'm all flustered. This podcast has got me all flustered. I was fine up until we started talking. Like, I really was fine until we started having to give examples. And I'm like, 14-year-old Bradford comes out. And
I would even say at this point, you know, something that you can say is tease me or something like that. And give them a little bit of directive as to what you may want. If you're doing a bit of role play, you can even say, am I a good girl or boy or something like that. And kind of, depending on how, you know, what direction you want the play to go, good or bad.
You don't mean good or bad, you mean naughty or nice.
Naughty or nice, yes. Good or bad girl, boy, something, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, just, I would say it's definitely start being a little more direct at this point. Yeah, some of the ones that I have under intermediate probably kind of cross a little more into advanced as well.
Do you have some examples for advanced as well?
Yes.
Okay, good. And I want to hear your intermediate ones.
So as you're crossing from intermediate to advanced.
Oh, no, these are all intermediate.
But they're down at the bottom of the intermediate list. I have even like fuck me now, because if you're kind of making out for a good long time and you're ready for it, then
sorry, that's for me. That's like level 3 black belt.
I know it is. Even like lay back, it's my turn, because sometimes you'll be going down on me for a good long time, and if we're not 69ing, then I want to have a way, I want something in my mouth, and I'm starting to really want something like that. And so I may say, you know, lay back, it's my turn now. And then I can, you know, kiss on you and lick you and that kind of thing. But again, it's giving that directive and just saying what you want. So,
true. Yeah. And I'm okay with that. I would count that as intermediate, yes.
All right.
Those are your only two intermediates?
Well, I had some others, but we already said them.
Okay, good. All right.
Yeah.
So then we would have our advanced level.
Yep.
Which would be clear directions and fully explicit, which I really think that fuck me now is both clear directive and fully explicit. That's what I was saying.
All right. Fair enough. We'll go with that.
I'm just saying, you made this outline and now we're looking at it. So, you know, and then you can do a little bit of the opposite of dirty talk, which can be dirty talk, which is silence. And that itself can be sort of leading.
Yeah. And depending on your partner, you know, that if it's somebody who really likes the dirty talk, then that could be kind of punishment of its own. And
yeah.
A little fun depending on what kind of play you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I did come up with for a single act, we would say, three levels of what I would consider a beginning level, an intermediate level, and then an advanced level.
All right.
I only did this for one thing because it just popped into my head while we were talking, and I wrote it down real quick. So I would say for beginner's level might be, I want to put my mouth on you. Because it is a, or I want you to put your mouth on me kind of thing. That would be a beginner's
level. It's descriptive, level. It's leading.
Yeah. Then if you up it a little and make it a little more explicit, you could then say, I want to taste you. Because there's a little more directive there. It's very clear that that's
a little more intimate.
A little more intimate. Or you could even say, I want to taste your cock. I want to taste your pussy. I want to taste you. Then you go to advance, and it might be something just as like we said, clear directive and fully explicit, face fuck me. Or I want to face fuck you. Or something like that. I want you to deep throat me. Or I want to deep throat you. Something like that.
Gag me. Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's a little dirtier. It's a little more risky, I would say.
Yeah, definitely. I like that.
How'd I do?
That's good.
Thanks. I wrote it out.
You need an outline? Yeah. Do we need a whiteboard in the bedroom so you can have it written out and just look up? Oh, yes, line.
Yeah. I want to. I want you. Why don't we? Can we? And then taste, fuck, smell, ride. And then my, your, our. Then cock, pussy, ass, you know, and then you basically just draw a line. It's like a sexy ad libs, a sexy Mad Libs. Insert noun.
I feel like we should do something like
totally
that.
Totally gonna that do a fun. Sexy Mad Libs.
That's awesome.
I will make it a point to come up with a sexy Mad Lib.
Okay, and then you have to put it on Twitter.
I will do my best.
Love it. That's great. You know, if it helps you, by all means. And it may, like you just did, you wrote it out, and it may help you to write it out and to kind of get a little more comfortable just with the phrases and the terms and things like that.
Yes.
Yeah. Are you ready for some of my advanced?
Would
you like to say something else first?
Well, I was going to say, for me, it's even sometimes hard for me to ask for positions.
Yeah.
It makes me uncomfortable because I feel like, and it's funny, and I know it's stupid to say that, but I have this problem that I don't want to ask for something that I don't feel like I deserve. And that's something that...
And you don't deserve a different position?
I may not deserve the position I want. Right. I know. It doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't
and I
make
accept
sense.
That it doesn't make sense, but I can't help the way I feel.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that's why I think that sometimes dirty talk is difficult for me, is because oftentimes I'm directing or asking. We all know that I am sub. And so when I'm asking for something that makes me feel like I'm asking for something that I want, I instantly ask myself, do I deserve this? But I think about that in normal life as well.
Right.
Whenever I'm demanding or wanting something, I've already figured out, do I deserve this? And if the answer is yes, then I will demand it or ask for it or whatnot. But sexually, I rarely feel like I deserve it. There's been a few times, really more in the recent past, that I've been more direct with you, like, use your hands on me.
Yeah.
And, like, it's clear, I don't want sex. I just want you to masturbate me. That's all I want. And it's really hard for me to ask for that. But because, again, then I'm like, oh, what does she get out of it? And I know the other way around. I'd be thrilled to do it.
Yeah.
But it's really weird. And I know that
an interesting example because...
Disparate? How's the word? What's that?
Disparate. I don't know how you pronounce it. But
I know how opposite that is.
Yeah. I think that's a good example, too, because, like you say, what do I get out of it if I masturbate you? But I do really enjoy that. And that maybe that's part of knowing your partner, and you know that I really enjoy masturbating you. I don't have to have an orgasm to do that. And it may be that after I masturbate you, we play with toys or something even.
Yeah, and we do that many times.
Yeah.
But still, it's weird for me to ask for what I want.
So there you go. When you're doing dirty talk, you have to get more comfortable with that. And if you're not comfortable with it, well, just little by little. Because you have been a lot better lately.
Yeah.
About doing that.
I'm trying.
Yeah.
It's hard. So, all right, what are your advanced?
Pull my hair.
So, I guess. I would still consider that one intermediate.
Well,
because that falls into, like, spank me. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of at that, I would say, that borderline crossing over as well. Of course, fuck me harder.
Yeah.
You feel so tight.
Oh, yeah.
Give me that cocker pussy. And again, you have to be kind of a little more demanding and confident when you're saying these. Yeah. Or, that's my good girl.
Do you like that?
Depending on the play.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, because one of the things that
it depends on, it has to be, we have to be in the right mood for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've done that a few times.
And I know I've called you a bad boy a few times.
Yeah, and I'm okay with that.
But usually with pegging.
Yeah.
More so.
True.
But again, I think a lot of that is more if we are doing a bit more impact play. That's where I see that coming in a bit more.
Yeah.
So it depends on the situation for me.
I will say one word that I think that we should get out of the vernacular would be daddy. I hate that. And we've seen that. I've seen it at the club mm-hmm. and just women who call there. And if that's your relationship, then great. But it still feels a bit weird.
Mm-hmm.
It feels a bit, you know.
A little squeaky.
Yeah. A little East Kentucky.
I also have, you look so good spread under me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I should probably say it a little more sexy. Yeah. let's see. What else do we have? Choke me.
Yeah.
I like that one sometimes.
Yeah.
Especially if it is a really dominant person that I'm with, which is, there's only a few people that have done that and I think can pull it off with me, but.
I try.
Yeah.
I'm just not really dominant enough.
Yeah.
But I do like.
You're getting there.
I actually do. That's yeah. something really weird. I do like choking you.
Yeah.
It's even myself, I think it's weird, but I do enjoy it. Of course, when I'm doing it, I'm always like, not too hard, not too hard. Don't leave marks. Don't. Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah, sure. Explain that at work. I walked into a noose.
I think it would be more interesting if anybody actually asked about it.
Well, sure.
But, yeah. Okay, so we have that one. Make me come or yeah. I'm going to make you come.
Yeah.
Those are both good. And if you're going to go a little more in the naughty words, bend over, slut.
Ooh.
Yeah. And again, learning what terms your partner likes and doesn't like can be good there.
I will say one of the ones I like that we use quite commonly, and I've always been this way, actually only with you, though, is when you say, you know, I want you to come on my back, come on my stomach, come on my tits, mm-hmm. and then I will say, I'm going to.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'll say, can I? And I'm not exactly sure why I would say I'm going to versus can I. But mm-hmm. I know there are times that I've said, can I? And you always mm-hmm. say, yes.
Yeah, because I love to see it or feel it just squirting on me. It's awesome.
Yeah, I like to feel that as well.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
And if you're going down that road as well, lick me clean.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. I like that too.
Yeah.
There's been a few times where as soon as I come in you will then stand up and sit on my face because mm-hmm. if I'm on my back,
mm-hmm.
There's something really hot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's times that you've come on my back as well and then you'll immediately lick me clean as well.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
For me, there's something really hot about that.
Yeah.
And I do that at the club quite often because, number one, it just seems like it's easier to clean up as well. I've seen a few people look at me when I'm doing it uh-huh. as, whoa, that's hot. And I've seen a few people look at me and go, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
But I don't really get it. I mean, it's my own stuff. So,
But I think it's just a lot of guys, especially, they don't taste themselves.
Yeah.
Or if they're not, you know, on the bisexual spectrum and they've never tasted semen, then they, you know, that may be kind of weird for them.
Yeah, but I'm going to say flatly right now, you cannot expect a woman to swallow if you won't taste it yourself.
I think that's a fair statement.
I think that is
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say as a blanket statement, you should never expect a woman to swallow if you aren't willing to as well.
Yeah. Then the only other one, because you said a couple of the ones I had as well, but the only other one I've got then is I can't resist your cocker pussy.
Yeah.
Which that could be even a little more intermediate as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I think the main thing with the advanced ones is to be more direct, be confident when you're saying them, and just be as naughty as you want. Have fun with it.
Yeah. And don't hold anything that your partner says against them.
No. And that, I would say, goes back to that post-coital phase, that last phase, is afterwards, if there's something that you really liked, be like, hey, I really liked when you said this. Or it turned me on when you, you know, called me a slut or something like that. And it could, again, be situational. But it's just keep that line of communication open with your partner, both during and after. And that's where body language comes into play as well, paying attention. You can kind of see if you're on the right path or not as you're going along. But definitely, you know, don't be afraid to talk about it afterwards if there's something you really liked or really didn't like, for sure.
Yeah, I agree.
But just keep that communication open. The big question, laughing. Is it sexy or not? If you're trying dirty talk and your partner laughs, I would say if you're new to it and you and your partner are just starting out trying to get into dirty talk, make it clear from the beginning, and hopefully they would be respectful enough that if you're doing this and you're not comfortable with it, don't laugh at your partner, because they probably feel silly doing it. And if you laugh, then they're not going to want to do it anymore.
Right.
And so if it's something that you definitely want to try, don't make them self-conscious about it. So try not to laugh about it. You know, it may sound silly to you. And then there's times, admittedly, we do laugh during sex a fair bit.
I think you should be able to laugh during sex.
I think there's a difference
in laughing during sex because it's playful and you're having fun. Yes. And you can do that with sex talk, with dirty talk
Absolutely.
As well. Absolutely. And there's and laughing at your partner because of something they said.
Right. And we've laughed about things that one or the other of us have said, even in the moment.
Yeah.
That one of us has said something and it struck us both as funny. And so there's times we've had to stop having sex for a moment just to finish laughing.
Yes.
But that's because we're laughing, I would say, more at the situation. And we can both have a sense of humor about it and not get offended.
Right.
But if you are, again, if your partner's not comfortable with it and you know that they aren't and they say something that maybe you don't think it may come off as funny to you, or maybe it just doesn't sound natural coming from them, you can say later, maybe say it a little more confidently or say it with this tone of voice or something might be different. But at that moment, Don't laugh at them about it, because it may make them very self-conscious, and then that's going
to
kill it.
To do it.
Yeah. They're not going to do it. That might even kill the mood for the moment. So I would say just kind of gauge it with your partner, and don't laugh at what they're saying necessarily, and don't laugh at them for sure. But you can laugh at the situation
there's nothing wrong with giggling during sex.
Yeah.
It's a playful thing. It should be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you completely. Don't laugh at your partner because they said something.
Right. Something different.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And if you have to not look at them, roll over, you know, or do something different.
Mm-hmm.
Change the position so that you don't have to look at them, but you can still do sexy things.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, ooh, do you want me doggy now? Because I don't want to look at you at the moment. Yeah. I need a moment to collect myself.
I need to bite the pillow for a second.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I agree. Communicate. I think we've said that a billion times on this podcast and in life alone. But it's so important to discuss what you want, what you expect, what you hope to get, and talk about it before you actually do it.
Yeah. And you can use that. Those are all things that you can use in dirty talk. You know, talk about what you want, how you want it, you know, what you want that exact moment, what you want them to do to you. So, and again, you can make it as explicit as you want it to be, or not at all. Just whatever your comfort level is. And that may change. It probably will change over time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just have fun with it.
I agree.
Yeah. Because it could be a really fun thing. A fun tool to use in the bedroom.
Right.
Anything else to say on the dirty talk?
I don't have anything else to talk about dirty talk other than now I'm all aroused and I want to go binge you over the bed and fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
See, how'd I do?
Oh, that's good. We could arrange that.
Woo! As a side note, she's currently wearing this really hot little sundress that's zipped up on the front. I love having sex with clothes on. Yeah, it's. I'm going to have to take a picture of this and tweet that.
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
Okay. I will do that before this podcast is over.
Before you go bend me over the bed and fuck me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Awesome.
So what's our question of the week? Do we have a question of the week?
We have a question of the week. Not sure how much discussion we'll get around it, but we'll see.
All right.
Have you named your penis or vagina, in your case, penis, for me, vagina? Well, okay. Let's specify that here. We could even say your partner's penis or vagina as well.
Yeah.
Or do you know someone who has, if you haven't?
I have not named my penis because, I mean, this actually fits in great with this subject because I feel silly naming it. No, I really haven't.
No. Have you ever named a partner's body part?
No. I can name your pussy, I'll call it Fannie Mae. Because it'd be like Fanny, because that's the Australian, whatever British maybe term for pussy. But I'd be like, Fanny, may I go down on you? Okay. Fanny, may I fuck you?
See, I think of like the loan company in the States when you say that.
I know, that's why.
That's Fanny, not
may
sexy.
I make a deposit. Fanny, may I borrow against you? See, it works on so many levels.
Oh, God.
Fanny, may I get your interest rate up?
Oh, so terrible.
See, it works, but it works on so many levels.
Sure. Okay, so I've never named my vagina any partner's body parts. Never done that. I know that occasionally it's not a name per se, but we jokingly have referred to your penis as the little fella.
The little fella, uh-huh. Yeah. Hello, little fella. Want to come out and play? Oh, he's going to go hide in the cave. Now do push-ups until you throw up.
Yeah, so we have occasionally done that, but not. We've never really named anything.
If that's
anything.
The case, can we call your pussy the personal trainer?
Yes, we can.
Because all she wants to do is squats and sit-ups and push-ups.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And I don't think I've ever had a partner that has, that I'm aware of anyway.
No.
Or known anybody who's named, I don't know anybody who has really named theirs.
No.
So I'd be curious, any listeners out there, if you've named your body parts, your penis, vagina, or your partners, let us know. I'm curious to A, know what the name is, and B, the story behind it.
Yeah, the story behind it would be great.
Yeah. So please, tweet at us, email us. If we get enough responses, we can put them together and just read them aloud.
Yes.
Hell,
are you kidding? If we get any response, we'll definitely read them aloud because I'm all excited now.
Yeah. So if you've named your own, if you've named a partner's or know anybody who has, by all means, let us know. I'm curious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can call him Chuck the Truck and check out your parking spot. Now I'm thinking of Family Guy when we go to Anal Point. Basically just fold in the mirrors. Yeah.
Love it.
Awesome. All right. Well, let's wrap this up.
All right.
So thank you guys so much. If you want to email us your names for your genitalia.
And stories.
And your stories behind those names. We are theatomsoflove@gmail.com. You can Facebook us. We are By the By Podcast. Mm-hmm. Search for By the By Podcast. Twitter at By the By Podcast, also on Instagram, By the By Podcast. The website is www.bytheby.com.au. It is currently down. Hopefully by the time this podcast is released, it'll be back up. But we're having some minor issues that we're just kind of working through. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so thanks for listening, and we'll talk at you soon.
Yes, thanks.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.